you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new message titled, Armed for Battle, but Unwilling to Fight.
Praise God forevermore. Well, let's bow our heads as long as we're in prayer, and let's pray before we go into the Word. Father God, we thank you for this day, as always, for an opportunity to minister the Word. We thank you, Father, and we covenant with you in advance that the Holy Spirit has free course in the service, that His will is done, Father, which is your will. Father, we pray that we'll not get in the way with our flesh and our fleshly thinking, Father, but we open ourselves up to be directed and led by the Holy Spirit, that we'll receive fresh manna from heaven today, that the Word of God shall be spoken as you would have it spoken, Father, that there shall be grace deposited and truth imparted to each of us this day, Father. We thank you that as we go into the Word, we're anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach and to receive the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. It's always a joy to come into the house of the Lord with the saints and the fellowship around the Word. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, open them up to Ephesians 6, verse 10. And we're going to study armed for battle, but unwilling or unable to fight. Armed for battle, but unwilling or unable to fight. Now, to set you in the right frame of mind, I want you to picture soldiers who have all the armor on. They're prepared for battle, and then the call is given to charge or to go out into the opposition and to face the enemy, and what happens is they all stand there and they don't do anything. It could be because they don't know how to use the armor. They might have the armor on, they might have a sword, they might have a gun, they might have a knife, but they haven't been trained, they don't know how to use it, but they're standing there totally armed for battle, but they're unable or unwilling to fight. Now, unable is if you've got the equipment and you don't know how to handle it because you haven't prepared yourself properly for the battle. Unwilling would be an individual who has everything he needs to go into battle and to be victorious, the training, the experience, and everything else, but yet he won't go because he's afraid or he's just not willing. Now, we're going to study this as it relates to Christians. Ephesians 6:10, we're going to read through verse 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. I'm going to read in the King James, then in the Amplified. Now, the Word of God is telling us here, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod or covered with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now I'm going to read that again in the Amplified Bible. Ephesians 6 again. Verses 10 through 17. Reading from the Amplified Bible, so listen closely. "In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which is His boundless might. Put on God's whole armor, that armor of a heavy armored soldier, which God supplies might. Put on God's whole armor, all the strategies, heavy armored soldier, which God supplies might, with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotism, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in heavenly sphere. Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place, stand therefore, holding your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, and having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with God, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with a firm-footed stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news, the gospel of peace. Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith, upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now let's open to another passage, 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy, a couple of books over there. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I'm going to read verse 12a, the beginning part of that verse. And it's kind of familiar to us, or it should be. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Now, there's two verbs in these two passages of Scripture I want us to take a look at. In Ephesians 6:10 through 17, it said, put on the whole armor. And we want to take a look at the word put, the verb put. In 1 Timothy, it says, fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, many Christians have armed themselves for battle. They've got their armor on, their breastplate of righteousness. They're born again. They have the helmet of salvation. They've heard the gospel. They have their feet girded about with the gospel of peace. They have the breastplate of righteousness. They have right standing in Christ. And they go on and they have their full armor on, but they're unwilling or unable to fight. Just as a prepared soldier is no good if he's not willing to fight, or no good if he's not able to use his equipment, the Christian who does not go out and prepare himself and then is willing to go out into the battle, to go out into the vineyard, as it said in Scripture, and to witness to people and to minister to people, even their neighbors next door, what will they do for God? Now, a lot of the Christians, per se us, we've gone out and we've looked at God and we've looked at the work of God and the things of God, and we've learned them sitting in church service after church service, listening to tape after tape, but yet we don't ever go out and do anything. We don't look back and say, well, what have I done for God? I mean, who have I witnessed to? Who have I shared my faith with? And I'm not talking about per se knocking on doors and, you know, everyone you see, you're hollering glory to God and praise the Lord and hallelujah and all this sort of thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about witnessing to the person next door in your lifestyle. I'm talking about being so prepared for battle and going out when the door opens up to minister that you take that door and you minister. Now, these action words we're talking about, put and fight, they're verbs, they're action words. They instruct us, they direct us, they call for a response from us. They're action words. When one of the writers in the Bible instructs or directs us to do something that God has ordained him to tell us to do, then God expects us to respond. Not for his benefit, but for our benefit. The Word of God teaches us that the footsteps of the righteous man are ordered, instructed, and directed by the Lord in Psalms 37:23. They are ordered and instructed and directed by the Lord. So many times the Lord will speak to us with an action word telling us to do something. As a lot of people say about the Ten Commandments, they take it as the 10 suggestions. 10 things that God suggested we ought to do. But there's a law in the New Testament that many times when God tells us to put on the armor and then tells us to go out to the battle, he is not suggesting that we put it on or suggesting we go out to the battle. He is actually commanding us. and saying, as a Christian, as obedient Christian, this is what I've called you to do, to go into the land and to be witnesses of me. The instruction given to us in these verses is to put on the whole armor of God and to fight using that armor. But all too often, we're armed for battle, but we're unwilling to fight. Now, there's always a reason why things are the way they are. And what we want to study today is, why are so many Christians armed for battle, but unwilling or unable to fight? And our first point we're going to look at is seeking spiritual knowledge with no intention of using it or lacking the ability to use it. I'll say it again. The first point to why Christians are armed for battle and unwilling to fight or unable to fight is because many of them have been seeking spiritual knowledge with no intention of using it or lacking the ability to use it. Now, what does that mean, Pastor? What does that mean? That means that you have people out there who love to go to church. They love to listen to tapes. They love to listen to television ministries. But you look and say, what has that person done? They've got all this word inside of them. They've gone to church all their life. They've been in it for 100 years. They do this, that, and the other. But what have they done? What is the fruit of all that? You know, there are many Christians, particularly in the charismatic move, who like to collect knowledge with no intention of using it. I've heard brother so-and-so preach. I've heard sister so-and-so preach. I have his tapes. I have their tapes. I've read that book. I've done that book. But you look and you say, what has that person done for God? Who has that person shared their faith with? You look and you say, wow, I'm deceived. I really thought I was doing all this for God because I was gathering the word. And he says, study to show thyself approved. But it also goes on to say, a workman, not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A workman. God intends for us to study the word, to get the word through any means we can, and then to go out and do something with the word, not just to collect it. But we have more churches in America and people supposed to go into church than is necessary to win all of America together. But the average Christian is really armed for battle, but unwilling or unable to fight. Now, 2 Timothy 3:7, it says that people are ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3:7, the people are ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. They're talking about some chatterbox. In this incident, they happen to be talking about women and going around causing problems and studying. He said, these people are around there and they're ever learning, but they're never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Now, what that shows us is a difference between spiritual knowledge and spiritual revelation. Now, if I read my Bible, I will get knowledge of spiritual things.
Today's message has been armed for battle, but unwilling to fight.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther